This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever had one of those aha moments? You know, that sudden flash of understanding?
Absolutely. It's like a light bulb going off. Yeah.
Exactly. And today we're diving into the neuroscience behind those moments. It's pretty cool.
Turns out there's a lot more going on in your brain than you might think. A lot more, yeah.
So let's unlock the mysteries of the aha moment. So it all starts with how your brain is working, even when you're not actively thinking about a problem, right? Like even when you're just chilling.
Exactly. Resting state brain activity is a huge predictor of how you'll solve problems. Some people are naturally more analytical, others more insightful, you know?
And that's measurable, like with some kind of fancy brain scanner?
Yep, using EEG, they found different patterns in brain waves, particularly alpha waves in the front and back of the brain.
Alpha waves? What's the deal with those? I've heard of them, but I don't really know what they do.
Well, higher alpha activity in the back of the brain is linked to analytical thinking. More in the front, that's your insightful brain at work. It's pretty interesting.
So it's like a brain signature for how you approach problems. A fingerprint, almost.
Precisely. It's fascinating how these resting state patterns can predict your problem-solving style.
But what actually happens in the brain during that aha moment, like the actual moment of insight?
Gamma waves, a burst of high-frequency activity, mainly in the right anterior temporal lobe. That's where those connections between seemingly unrelated ideas happen. It's amazing.
So it's like a fireworks show in your brain, a real brain explosion.
Exactly. And the anterior cingulate cortex helps you recognize the solution and shift your attention to it.
Does your mood play a role? Like, are you more likely to have an aha moment if you're happy?
Absolutely. Positive emotions boost insightful thinking. Anxiety, that tends to make you more analytical and cautious. It makes sense, right?
Makes sense. A relaxed brain is a creative brain. I guess that's why meditation is so popular.
And that huh moment, it even triggers a reward response in the brain, making you feel good and more likely to take risks.
So, moments aren't just about solving problems. They also improve memory? That's wild.
That's right. Those insights are easier to remember, and insightful thinkers are better at spotting misinformation. It's a pretty useful skill.
So it's a cognitive superpower, a real brain boost.
It seems that way.
So it's not just one area of the brain, right? It's a whole network, like a team effort?
Definitely. The default mode network, the salience network, and the central executive network all work together. It's a complex system.
Like a well-oiled machine, a really, really complex machine.
Exactly. The default mode network helps with those unconscious connections. The salience network spots the solution, and the central executive network confirms it.
So can we actually train our brains to have more aha moments? Is there a way to boost our insight?
Absolutely. Relaxation techniques, spending time in nature, taking breaks, all of these can help. Even things like transcranial direct current stimulation show some promise. It's pretty amazing.
So it's not just about being born with a certain brain type. You can actually improve your brain power.
Not at all. Neuroplasticity means we can change how our brains work.
Let's recap. Resting brain activity predicts problem-solving style. Alpha waves are key. Gamma waves light up during the huh moment. And it's all about brain network collaboration. So many things happening at once.
And we can train our brains to be more insightful.
So the next time you have that ha-ha moment, you'll know there's a whole lot of fascinating neuroscience behind it. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It's a reminder of the incredible complexity and power of the human brain.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for joining us.